exactly what happened. I got up this morning, same as usual. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm listening to the news on the radio. They're saying something about the physics department at the university made a mistake. They opened some kind of portal and some sort of giant animals came through. I don't know. I was late for work. I didn't really listen. But I do remember thinking, you know, that's the last thing we fucking need is these scientists messing around with shit. So anyway, I make it to the train, they get on the train, I see my favorite conductor, Brian. He's like the only guy I can stand to talk to on this damn train. So we're riding the train into the city, and, I look out my window, and we're almost at the station, right? So I look out my window, and I see this giant ape-like thing. He's got to be 200 feet tall. He's running towards the train, and he's being chased by this gigantic lizard kind of thing up on its back legs, running after him, whatever. So, everyone else is screaming. I'm thinking, this is the last thing I need right now. I gotta get to work, the wife is bugging me to put a new porch on the house, and mortgage is due soon, and the kid's university tuition is overdue. So, I don't need any interruptions today. So, the giant ape thing comes over and stomps on the tracks by accident. He kicks in the station, and I'm thinking, great, now I'm never going to get to work. So, the lizard guy catches up to him. They start wrestling over top of the train. Everybody's screaming. I'm thinking, I don't need this crap. So these two giant monsters are punching each other out, and, the ape guy leans down, and he grabs part of the train and picks it up and starts swinging it around his head, and he slams into the head of the reptile guy. And the last car in the line flies off. I can see it arcing over the city, and, I can see the building where I work from where I'm sitting in the train. I'm that close. So the train car's flying through the air, it crashes into the building where I work, and I'm thinking, fuck, now I'm out of a job, right? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. It's just destroyed by the building where I work. I don't want to do it. I'm pissed at these things, right? Everyone else, as I say, just scream and run around. The lizard guy steps on the other half of the train that I'm in, and, this conductor, Brian, is, as I say, he's the only guy I can stand to talk to. He's crushed. He's squished in this train, along with a bunch of other people. There's blood and stuff everywhere. It looks a little bit like, looks a bit like pizza sauce and, pizza. I could really go for a pizza right now. How about we order a pizza? I haven't eaten since this morning. So anyway, where was I? So, I figure it's a good idea to probably get out of this train car. So these two giant monsters are wrestling, kicking over buildings, crushing buses and stuff. I don't know what they're doing. I'm just trying to get the hell away. So I get out of the train. I'm running away, and these two monsters are right above me. They're just trading punches like crazy. And, I don't get a lot of exercise, so I'm out of breath at this point, right? So I'm trying to run, but I'm just leaned over, my hands are on my knees, I'm puffing away, trying to catch my breath, and these two monsters are stomping and destroying stuff, and whatever, So then I hear a loud noise, I hear some airplanes coming, and these three jet fighters come, and I guess that's when you guys showed up. These three jet fighters come, and, missiles and bombs and whatever, loud explosions, whatever. Next thing I knew, it's all quiet, and these two monsters are laying dead on the ground. I'm still out of a fucking job. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do today. And, jeez, is that pizza here yet? Hungry.